what I feel like we're at with this eclipse is like that part on the hero's journey where you just like have to step into the unknown. And even though it feels scary and you are not sure if you can do it, you know that you have to. So there's something that you have to let go of. There's something that you have to shift. And that requires you to step into the unknown because you've never done it this way before, but there's a new way that you're meant to start operating.
Welcome to Reclaiming Consciousness. My name is Elise Bassine, spiritual mentor, breathwork practitioner, and owner and CEO of Elise Breathes. For many years, our consciousness has been hijacked by societal and cultural programming, religion, the media, and familial and ancestral trauma. Right now, during this epic time in history, people are waking up, realizing who they really are, and reclaiming the pieces of their consciousness that they unknowingly gave away. This podcast is an exploration of how so many spectacular humans are leading the way in exiting the matrix and reclaiming who they really are and what they're capable of. In this show, you'll meet exceptional people who are paving the way in raising consciousness and creating a new way of living on this earth. Get ready to go deep. Now let's dive in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So this week I am doing an energy forecast, and I haven't done one of these in a while, not even really intentionally. I think just because there were other things that I was focusing on and other teachings that I wanted to share and other perspectives that I wanted to share. But, you know, we're right now in this eclipse window. We had the eclipse on March 25th, and we're having this huge astrological event, this eclipse on April 8th. And again, I think you guys know I'm not an astrologer, although I do follow astrology, and I do, not that I live my life by it by any means, but I definitely follow it and I resonate with a lot of the energies that are happening during specific transits and specific times astrologically. And I think it can really help us understand our internal experience and help us really understand what is happening just from an energetic perspective and like why things are the way that they are. However, I also think that it's something that we don't have to have it confine us either or define us. I think if it's used as a tool for understanding and expansion, then it can be incredibly valuable. And I think right now, while why I was guided to do an energy forecast is because I really just wanted to share the energies that I'm feeling right now. And there's two particular things that I wanted to discuss as it relates to the eclipse. I can just feel that we're in this precipice or threshold of energy is what it feels like to me. And based on what I have been walking through in my own life and what I've been walking through with my clients, I can safely say that I think a lot of people are having similar experiences right now of just feeling like there is a big transformation happening, feeling like they're just being called to do things differently and they're being called into a more authentic expression of who they really are. And they're being called to really honor themselves much more deeply. And it's kind of like this new and deeper level of relinquishing programming. And I think that as we go down the spiritual awakening journey, we don't know what we don't know, right? So we think that, you know, having the awareness of the fact that we have been programmed and, you know, we're holding certain familial and ancestral trauma, and there's, you know, certain programming in our cellular memory and our DNA that we need to shift. We only do it to a certain point, but then you realize there's more, right? You realize that there's an even deeper level to go with it, and there's even more expansion available beyond that new layer of depth that you're able to go within yourself. And where that really leads you is to embrace and honor yourself in new ways. And I think that that's something that I'm seeing a lot of people being called to do, including myself. And there's two themes that I'm going to share. And before I get into the meat of the episode here, I just want to quickly share about the High Frequency Channel Mastermind, because that is the biggest experience that I have going on right now. And a lot of you have probably heard me share about this, but right now you can join on pre-sale. And I'm not sure how long I'm going to leave that open. We're starting the mastermind in May. So I'll probably leave pre-sale open for at least another week. And this is where I teach you how to use my breathwork methodology. It's a channel. And this is specifically going to be supporting you in channeling relating to your business. So where this was born from is I have been channeling for a very long time, and I have been doing breathwork for a very long time. And I have realized, especially over the last few months, that it is the breathwork that has actually helped me tap into my channel, or guided me to access my channel in the very clear and potent way that I have been able to over the last 20 years. So I just decided to reverse engineer that and teach you my methodology for channeling that is using my breathwork method. So I'm going to be teaching you my process for channeling, but it's really going to be an individualized experience to you and me working with you individually to help you create a process for channeling for yourself and for your business, because it looks different for everyone. And I can't say that if I do it this way, then that exact thing is going to work for you. I can give you my process and a framework for you to understand and to give you something to really hold on to. And I break it down into steps for you, and I give you a lot of tools to make it easier. But at the end of the day, it is an individual journey that will look different for everyone. So that's why I have included 2 one-to-one calls with me throughout the 3 months. So in addition to 3 months of group calls, you also get 2 one-on-one calls with me where we go really deep into developing your unique way of channeling and the energies that you're meant to channel, the energies that you're meant to tap into. And I really support you in receiving specific guidance and detailed information about your business and all of the things that you want to know, right? Because for me, most of the offers that I've created, the strategies that I use, the mentorship I've received, it has all come through my channel as this is what you're meant to do. This is what you're meant to share, and down to the details of the content and the structure and all of that. I deeply, deeply believe that for those of you that feel called to create a business right now that is about you sharing your work, I deeply believe that it has to come from you. It can't be something where you apply someone else's formula or someone else's template to get the same result as they did. Like, this is not math. This is consciousness. And everyone has to find their own path. That's the journey, right? It's the hero's journey. And that's actually one of the themes I'm going to be talking about today here in a minute. But this mastermind is where I teach you how to confidently take that journey within yourself to find the answers that are within you and to be able to move forward with confidence and take action and be able to channel information, offers, content, new ideas, innovative strategies, like the things that are specific to you that are going to work for you. Because that's really how it works, is it can't be coming from outside of you. Like, yes, it's really important to learn from other people and get support from other people. But at the end of the day, it has to come from you. It has to be your journey, your unique frequency, essence, and wisdom that's meant to come through you. And this is where you're going to learn how to go really deep into tapping into that and to continue to cultivate and develop that so that you can create a business that, you know, really sets you apart in the industry and is really an expression of your unique, authentic zone of genius. And then, you know, it's easy for people to find you. And also you'll be very magnetic when you're in that true expression of your authenticity. And that's what this is really about. So it's 3 months, 2 calls a month. So 6 group calls total. You get 2 private calls with me. Plus you get group coaching throughout the whole week in the Telegram chat. So this is like a very hands-on experience where you're going to be really deeply supported by me in developing this for yourself. So you can start to run your business and express yourself and relate to yourself and your channel and your higher self in a much deeper, much more satisfying, fulfilling way. And ultimately, the goal is to grow your business, right? And increase sales and make more money and experience financial freedom and start to live in the way that you truly desire. And that's what this is really about. But it's about doing it in a way that is truly authentic to you. And to me, that's really the only sustainable way. So that's what we're doing in the mastermind. So reach out to me. We'll link it below, but reach out to me if you're interested in joining. And that's the biggest announcement that I have right now. So now going back to the eclipse, there's 2 major themes that have been presenting themselves to me over the last week or so as I've been tapping into this energy and just walking my own path and moving through my own stuff. And the 2 themes are the hero's journey and the black hole. So we're going to start with the hero's journey first, because I really feel like this is very much related to this eclipse portal that we're in. And also for those of you who are walking the path of the spiritual journey and opening up to deeper and deeper layers of who you really are and creating what it is that you know you're meant to create in the world, it really is the hero's journey of being in that place where you discover that there's more for you and you know that you have to open the door and walk through this portal to do the thing that you feel really uncomfortable doing, but you kind of feel like you don't really have a choice because even though where you are is known and it's comfortable, you're not comfortable there anymore because it feels like you've gotten too big for it, or you know there's more out there for you and you feel incredibly compelled to find it. And I've spoken to so many of you who have told me that I know that I'm meant to do more. I just don't know exactly what that is, or I don't know how to take that first step. And this is what I'm talking about, right? Where it's like, you know that you have to take that first step and start down this new path. And if that's where you are, if like you feel like you know that you need to do that, but you're not sure what that looks like, then reach out to me because we'll get clear on what that is pretty quick. Because you do know it's just about clearing like the stories that are in the way of that so you can step forward and, you know, take that first step down the new path of what it is that you're truly meant to do on the planet. And even for the people, like I have a lot of people that come to me that they've already created something, but now they're ready to expand into something new. And it can feel challenging because it's like, but I already created this. And this at one point, like was my dream, you know? And I also want to say to that person, like, that's okay. Like the whole point of being a human on this planet is to continue to grow and expand and create. So there's nothing wrong with wanting more, with wanting to go beyond what you have already created and create something new. Like that's normal. And that's just our makeup. You know, we're meant to create and expand. For that person too, like it's time to step forward and to start down this new path. And it's like, what I feel like we're at with this eclipse is like that part on the hero's journey where you just like have to step into the unknown. And even though it feels scary and you are not sure if you can do it, you know that you have to, like you feel compelled and you know that you can't go on the way that you used to. So there's something that you have to let go of. There's something that you have to shift. And that requires you to step into the unknown because you've never done it this way before, but there's a new way that you're meant to start operating. There are old patterns and beliefs and stories that you've been operating from that it's just time for those to be done because they really are so incongruent with who you truly are and where you're going. And that's what it feels like this eclipse is pushing us into, is really stepping into the unknown and allowing yourself to start really healing and reconciling from the ways that you've still been playing out patterns or believing things about yourself that are limiting or aren't actually true. And the ways that you've been behaving or operating from that aren't actually honoring the truth of who you are and where you're meant to go and what you're meant to do on the planet. So it feels like the eclipse is kind of pushing you into the unknown. And then that's like the hero's journey where you step into the unknown and then you walk the path of figuring out what this new phase is and learning what you need to learn and discovering what you need to discover about yourself. And, you know, often in the hero's journey, there's a guide. They find a guide who kind of like supports them and mentors them and helps them walk the path to where it is that they're meant to go. And so often I feel this way about my own clients, especially the ones that I work with privately, where I really do see this vision of myself just like walking with them and holding this lantern or this light and guiding them down this path to where they're meant to go, and like being the one who gives them the perspective and the information and the understanding to keep moving forward and shining that light on the path of where they're going and who they're meant to be. And it really is that archetypal journey where you go into the unknown, you discover the truth, and then, you know, you come home. So that's what this eclipse really feels like to me, is it's pushing us into the unknown to discover these new things that we're meant to discover about ourselves. It's kind of like a new frontier, pioneering like this new frontier, but it's all like internal. It's like discovering this place within yourself that you maybe caught glimpses of, but now you're really claiming and owning as part of who you really are. That is the hero's journey piece. And then the other piece that I've really been shown so strongly lately is the black hole. And I've been saying this a lot, that I feel like I'm in a black hole. It's not even necessarily a bad thing, although it can feel uncomfortable at times, but I keep getting this message that I'm in a black hole. And I'm like, what is the black hole? Like, what does that mean? And there were a few pieces of information that have come my way that really shed some light on this for me and allowed me to deeply understand what this means. And I'm sharing this because I have a sense that a lot of you can relate to it. So to me, like, what is a black hole actually? And the black hole is actually a portal to creating something new. And somebody actually shared with me today that I think it was Stephen Hawking won some kind of award for the work he did around black holes and what they were. And then he actually came back at some point and revised what he said because he found out that he was actually wrong. Because initially he said that black holes just like suck energy in and put it into like nowhere or destroy it. But actually what happens is it sucks energy in and it creates something new from the energy. And that's what a black hole is. It's a portal to a new creation. And the other piece of information that came my way earlier this week, which I found to be incredibly profound, was I was listening to somebody sharing about the void or the darkness and how everything is inverted, right? I talk about that all the time, how like the control systems and the matrix on the planet invert everything to like confuse us. So we've kind of been programmed to believe that blackness or darkness is bad and light is good. But actually the darkness, the void, the black hole is actually where creation begins. And if you think about the womb space or where babies are born, they start like in the womb, right? In this black hole, and then they're birthed into the earth. So I've been thinking about it from that perspective too, like the black hole or the darkness is actually where creation takes place. So I feel like this eclipse is also like birthing this new creation within you of like how you are holding your energy in the world, how you're thinking about yourself and the world and what you're really expanding into in this next phase of your life. And it also feels to me too like there is this element of like really having a more of a depth of understanding of like what you're truly capable of and what you're meant to do and like the way to express that that is much more uninhibited and you have the ability to express it better than ever before. So it's like you're creating this new version of yourself through going through this black hole and emerging as this new creation. And if you think about the eclipse in general, right, it's blackness. The moon covers the sun. It goes dark. So it makes a lot of sense that this would be the image or the energy that I'm seeing. That's kind of the crux of it. And I just want to say, if you are resonating with either one of these things or both, that to really get intentional with what it is that you want to be creating on the other side and how you want to be feeling and how you want to be operating. And more importantly, how you really want to be honoring yourself and what you truly desire and what you are truly meant to do moving forward in the world. And I think that's a huge piece of this because we're really shifting into a different timeline, it feels like. And the more that you can just go deeper within yourself and really connect with yourself and the information that wants to come through you, the easier it's going to be. So that's what I'm feeling for the eclipse. No big deal, just some black holes and the hero's journey, just thrusting you into the unknown. So I'd love to hear how this resonated for you. Please DM me on Instagram or you can reach out to the Info to Elise Breathes account. And if you have questions about anything that I shared about or anything going on in my world, please reach out. This is what we're really stepping into. And I know that you are probably feeling it because everyone I've been talking to has. It's interesting because it's been raining so bad here in Philly. Like we're supposed to have like 4 days straight of rain. And I feel like it's just such a reflection of the energy right now of just kind of like this darkness, this grayness that is like ready to birth into to something new and a new creation, a new expansion, a new way of relating to the world. And then especially if you are a business owner as well, I think it really affects just the way that you desire to operate in your business and what that really means to you and allowing your business to be even more of just a true, authentic expression of who you are, because that's really where your magnetism lies as well. And I think that as we're moving into like this new creation, I think that the way that we get to do business changes because so much of it just gets to be you authentically expressing yourself and doing business in a way that is very unique to you and allowing yourself to be truly innovative based on what feels right to you. You know, and we're moving into this age where it's all about the individual and where it's so much less about what an expert says or what people say and so much more about what you feel and what your experience is internally and really trusting that more than anything else. And I think that's a piece of what this energy is birthing us into. I think that's everything. And this is going to come out before April 8th, but I will just be interested to see how that all unfolds for everyone. So I will leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sending you all so much love. Again, don't forget to rate and review the show. Send me a screenshot of your review and we will send you a $250 credit to apply to anything else in my world. I love seeing the reviews. I appreciate all of your support with the podcast. I'm sending you all so much love and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share the show with your friends who you know are yearning for this type of content. When you leave a review, send us a screenshot and we'll send you a $250 credit you can apply to anything else in my world. You can stay connected with me by following me on Instagram at Elise_breathes and by joining my Facebook group, Financial Freedom for Spiritual Entrepreneurs, where I share all of my most fun and potent content. Make sure you download my breathwork for financial freedom at elisebreathes.com. See you next time.